have a good mind to thank you, then thank you for all you've done. You're a sweet little headache, full of quaint little schemes. But when I should forget you, I let you disturb my dreams. I thought I could hold my own with you, but you've got me all for play. Here I am alone with you, and what are you gonna do next? You're a sweet little headache, if you keep on that way. What a sweet little heartache you'll turn out to be someday. sugar boogie, sugar boogie, sugar boogie, sweetest man in town. When he loves you right. All the gals say, oh, boogie tight, sugar boogie, a good man to have around. Sugar boogie, sugar boogie, sugar boogie, he's solid, drapes on down. With a 34 knee and a 16 cup, his loving is smooth, ain't never rough. Sugar boogie, sweetest man in town. Sugar boogie, sugar boogie, sugar boogie, you are just my style. Your mellow kisses send me jack. You can boogie sugar from way back. Sugar boogie, I'll make it worth your while. Sugar boogie, sugar boogie, sugar boogie, the season's late is fine. He's always hip with the big bank roll. His loving can't be beat, so I've been told. Sugar boogie, a good man to keep in mind. Sugar boogie, sugar boogie, sugar boogie, how can you be so sweet? I love my man from his head to his feet. Till I saw Sugar Boogie down the street. Sugar Boogie, Lord, you're just my me.
Thank you. picked a flower the color of your eyes. I heard you whisper softly, have a care. I felt the flush of victory arise. The stillness of my heart was everywhere. I saw a smile from heaven pass your lips. A mist obscured the blueness of the skies. I stood a tingle to my fingertips. I picked a flower the color of your eyes. A sunny day, a country lane, robins singing merrily above you. What could I say? I wasn't sane. All I knew was verily I love you. Your arms outstretched, inviting my embrace. You're everything that loveliness implies. A picture of old lavender and lace. I picked a flower the color of your eyes.
Things are swinging. This is Fred Hall with Swing Thing, a show that digs the collector's files and brings you right up to today as well. The sounds of the big bands and the great gems of jazz and the swinging singers of the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. There are celebrity guests in person, all from the world of swing. Swing Thing.
Swing Thing, Thursday evenings at 6 on Memories 89.1, KCEA.
Come on and get yourself a slice.
And if you can't say Acapulco, then you can call it paradise.
Must remain
with the sun and the rain, or its lovely promise won't come true. To each his own, to each his own, and my own is you. What good is a song if the words just don't belong, and a dream must be a dream for two? No good alone, to each his own. For me, there's you. If a flame is to grow, there must be a glow. To open each door, there's a key. I need you, I know. I can't let you go. Your touch means too much to me. Two lips must insist on two more to be kissed, or they'll never know what love can do. To each his own, I found my own, one and all.
like a love and a bill and a coo. Learn how to sing and a play and a do that lo-do-do-dee-o-do-do-dee-o. You might take her out in your new Chevrolet. You might take her out to a swell cabaret. But you won't win her heart till you learn how to play that lo-do-do-dee-o. Don't take my advice and learn how to do it. You'll find there's nothing to it. If you like a her and if she like you, if you like a love and a bill and a coo, learn how to sing and a play and a do that lo-do-do-dee-o-do.
CEA remembers.
Rhyme does not pay.
$500,000? Rocky, you gone crazy?
I said 500,000 smackers. You got that? $500,000 smackers for a little brain work. And maybe a few rounds of ammo for Chopper's typewriter.
Of good citizenship and law enforcement, we present Crime Does Not Pay.
Memories 89.1 FM.
Music you won't find anywhere else. KCEA FM, Atherton, California.
Radio, remember radio. We'd sit and close our eyes and use our imagination. The fireside chat. Together we sat, listening nightly to our favorite show. Radio, oh, why did you ever go? Oh, won't you please come back and entertain us? I long to turn the dial again, to hear the past smile again. Radio, I miss you so.
Once again, it's time for Yesteryear. A look back at your favorite dramas, westerns, comedies, and musical variety shows from the golden age of radio. Here's your host for Yesteryear, Craig Roberts.
Time once again to settle into your favorite easy chair for another hour of vintage radio. On this edition of Yesteryear, it's the Lux Radio Theater with A Star Is Born. The Lux Radio Theater was first heard on NBC in October of 1934, dramatizing a mixture of movie and Broadway plays from New York. It was originally broadcast Sunday afternoons, but it made the jump to CBS in July of 1935. Unfortunately, less than a year after its arrival on the air, the Lux Radio Theater was in trouble. Given the job of making things turn around was an executive from J. Walter Thompson, who immediately hired Cecil B. DeMille as producer-host. During the DeMille years, more than 50 people were required for each program, and frequently the tab for a single broadcast ran over $20,000. Through the years, DeMille became an institution on the show, although he never did actually direct the theater in a real sense. The show was dropped by CBS after the broadcast of June 1954, revived by NBC in September of that year to bring down the final curtain in June of 1955. Return with us now to those fabulous days of yesteryear with the Lux Radio Theater and A Star Is Born, starring Janet Gaynor and Robert Montgomery, from September of 1937. Another classic program from the radio vault of yesteryear.
Major Bowes, I miss the shadow nose, Fred Allen's alley folks, the laughter of Duffy's Tavern, Helen Trent, then we went. Can you top this? Suspense in the Whistler sent those shivers up our spines. Uncle Don, I wish that he was on. Jack Armstrong, Merton, Marge, Amos, and Andy. I long to turn the dial again to hear the past smile again. Radio, I miss you so. Dio, vodio, dodio, do.
From Hollywood, California, the Lux Radio Theater presents Janet Gaynor and Robert Montgomery in A Star Is Born. Lux presents Hollywood. Back on the air again after a summer vacation, our first production brings you Janet Gaynor, Robert Montgomery, Lionel Stander, and Mae Robeson in one of the greatest stories the screen has ever known, A Star Is Born. With us also, here on the stage of the Lux Radio Theater on Hollywood Boulevard, we have as guests Sid Grauman, founder and managing director of one of the most famous motion picture theaters in the world, Grauman's Chinese, and John Leroy Johnston, managing editor of Screen Book and Hollywood Magazines. Conducting our orchestra is Louis Silvers. Now, I turn the microphone to our producer, discoverer of stars, director of 63 motion pictures. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Cecil B. DeMille. Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we return, as we shall every Monday night at this time, bringing you Hollywood's celebrated stars in the most distinguished plays of stage and screen. We've had a vacation, but more than that, we've had an opportunity to plan ahead. As a result, the greatest series of dramatic treats it has ever been our pleasure to offer is in store for you. We alone could not have made this possible. You, through the friendship shown our products, are equally responsible. For a fitting inaugural, we made a long and careful search. We found it in the stars and story we're about to bring you. Janet Gaynor and Robert Montgomery in the brilliant Technicolor screenplay from Selznick International Studios, A Star Is Born. From these same studios has recently come another record-breaking film, The Prisoner of Zenda, which, starring Ronald Coleman and featuring Madeline Carroll and Douglas Fairbanks, Jr., is now duplicating the sensational success of tonight's story. Miss Gaynor's performance in A Star Is Born is bringing her a national acclaim, approached only by her debut performance several years ago in Seventh Heaven. She was scarcely more than a child then, and if you could see her now, you'd realize she's still a little girl. In fact, there's only 100 pounds and 5 feet of her, topped by large brown eyes and dark red hair. Among her treasures is a little pair of black low-heeled shoes that once pattered from studio to studio as their owner searched for work. They never stopped at my door. I wish they had. As Esther Blodgett, Miss Gaynor makes her first appearance in the Lux Radio Theater. Compared with her, our co-star, Robert Montgomery of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios, is a veteran. His portrayal tonight of Norman Maine is his fourth on our stage. Bob's popularity wherever pictures are shown, his versatility in all kinds of difficult roles, leaves me little more to say than welcome home to an old friend of our theater. Bob's new MGM picture with Rosalind Russell is Live, Love, and Learn. Lionel Stander resumes the role he played on the screen, Libby, the publicity man. Also from the original cast as Granny comes that actress now in her 54th year of trooping, Mae Robeson. Lou Merrill is heard as Oliver Niles. And now for our play. The Lux Radio Theater returns to the air, bringing you Janet Gaynor and Robert Montgomery in A Star Is Born. An isolated farmhouse on the windswept plains of North Dakota. The house is silent, sleeping, but moonlight streams through the window of one of the upstairs rooms, where a young girl is still awake. She lies across her bed, sobbing quietly into the pillow. The door is inched open, and an elderly woman in an old flannel wrapper calls to her softly.
Esther?
Yes, Granny?
Oh, I thought you'd still be up.
Oh, now stop crying. That isn't going to do you any good.
Oh, I'm crying because Aunt Mattie and Alec and everyone else in this family makes me so mad.
Aunt Mattie, Alec, fiddlesticks. They're not important. You're the only one who counts. Oh,
but I could be an actress, Granny. I could be. And I'd go to Hollywood, too, if I had the chance. But they just laugh at me because I want to make something out of myself. They think it's funny.
Esther, everyone in this world who ever dreamed about better things was laughed at. Don't you know that?
Oh, I suppose I do, but...
Ah, but there's a difference, dear, between dreaming and doing. You modern girls give me a pain. Why, when I wanted something better, I came across these plains in a prairie schooner with your grandfather. And don't think for a minute it was easy, Esther Blodgett. We burned in summer, and we froze in winter. We used our guns when we needed food, and then fought the Indians to keep it. But we kept on going, and we didn't complain, because we were doing what we wanted to do. Can you understand that?
Yes, I can.
Could you do it? Could you do it even if it broke your heart? Because for every dream that you make come true, you'll pay the price in heartbreak.
I'm not afraid, Granny.
All right, then. Here. Take this money.
Oh, but Granny...
Go on and go to your Hollywood.
But I can't take your money.
And why not?
It's your savings.
Well, I haven't got anything to save up for now. Except my funeral. And I'm never going to die.
Oh, Granny. How can I ever thank you?
Good night.
Oh, Granny. Granny, darling.
The heart of the movie metropolis. On your right, Grauman's Chinese Theater. Notice the paved blocks containing the hand and footprints of your favorite star. And in just a few minutes, we'll be in Beverly Hills.
Hello? All the Under Arms apartments. Yeah, we got a vacancy. $4. Running water, convenient to all studios, and you can look at it whenever you want. What do you do? Huh? Listen, wise guy, don't waste my time. The ad said no cowboys.
Good afternoon. My name is Esther Blodgett.
Mine's Randall. Day, week, or month?
Well, it's a little hard to say. You see, I'm going into the movies.
Well, take it for a week. It'll break the jump to Beverly Hills. Sign here.
Are all the studios really near here?
All except Gaumont British.
I suppose the best way to get a job is to go straight to the studios, isn't it?
Oh.
I haven't any illusions, you know. I'm perfectly willing to begin with, a little bit of a part, or even as an extra.
$4, please, in advance.
Come in.
I beg your pardon. Is this the Central Casting Office?
Yes.
I'd like to register for extra work, please.
To register? How long have you been in Hollywood?
It's nearly a month now.
Well, you know, we have 12,416 extras registered with us now. That's 16 times as many as we can use each working day. Why, we haven't put anyone on our register in over 2 years.
Oh, I see.
Come over here. I want to show...
This is KCEA, Atherton, California.
Thank you.
they call it swing.
But he plays trombone, Chicago style, and he sometimes plays sweet. But sweet or hot, he's always got that real gut bucket beat. He's got a neat Latin mustache, and the girls love his smile. But he plays trombone, Chicago style, a trombone made in Munich, played in Chicago style. Chicago style. Chicago style. He gets his neckties from Naples and his socks from Argyle. Speaks Oxford English, but he plays Chicago style. Wears a stick pin from Rio, are you listening? You can see it for a mile.
but he plays trombone, Chicago style, and he sometimes plays sweet
Uncle Jake's weary blues,
but sweet or high, he's always got that ring-got bucket beat. He likes New York for the opera and gets two on the aisle, but he plays trombone, Chicago style. A trombone made in Munich, played in Chicago style.
Yes, sir.
Hey, hey.
A trombone played Chicago style.
Radio, remember radio. We'd sit and close our eyes and use our imagination.
Hi, this is Craig Roberts. Join me Monday nights at 9 for Yesteryear, the best of old-time radio. All your favorite dramas, comedies, and westerns, Monday nights at 9, here on Memories 89.1, KCEA.
Oh, radio, I miss you so.
In the middle of his pitching, he's got to hurry to the kitchen to make with the cakes before the dawn's early light. Oh, you should see the face of each pretty lad when he starts a cooking with gas. Patty cake, baker's man. Take in all you love on the installment plan. Stop to bake a patty cake in the pan. Brrr, khaki, toko, popo, patty cake man. Patty cake, baker's man. 12 o'clock and that's the time for you to scram. Time to make a patty cake in the pan. Brrr, khaki, toko, popo, patty cake man. Midnight's just the time for love, yet you have to scoot. But I don't mind being left behind because you're so cute. And zoot to boot, patty cake, baker's man. Baking and making all the dough you can. You never bake a wedding cake in the pan. Brrr, khaki, toko, popo, patty cake man. Toko, popo, patty cake man. Patty cake, baker's man. 12 o'clock and that's the time for you to scram. Time to bake a patty cake in the pan. Brrr, khaki, toko, popo, patty cake man. Midnight's just the time for love, yet you have to scoot. But I don't mind being left behind because you're so cute. And zoot to boot, patty cake, baker's man. Baking and making all the dough you get. You never baked a wedding cake in the pan. Rakaki toko popo. You're just a patty cake man.
Thank you.
I've got to sing a torch song, for that's the way I feel. When I feel a thing, then I can say it must be real. I couldn't sing a gay song, it wouldn't be sincere. I could never croon a happy tune without a tear. I have my dreams, but one by one they vanish in the sky. I try to smile and face the sun, but romance passes me by. I've got to sing a torch song to someone far apart, for the torch I bear is burning there, right in my heart.
Blood-chilling tales told by old Nancy, the witch of Salem, and Satan, a wise black cat. They are waiting, waiting for you.
Memories 89.1 FM.
weathercock whistles on the blink. The whistle won't blow, and what do you think? My pop is still in the factory, 'cause he don't know what time it happens to be. The 5 o'clock whistle didn't blow. The whistle is broke, and what do you know? If somebody don't find out what's wrong, my pop will be working all night long.
Oh, who's gonna fix the whistle? Won't somebody fix the whistle? Oh, who's gonna fix the whistle?
So my poor old pop will know it's time for him to stop. You ought to hear what my mommy said when Papa came home and sneaked into bed and told her he worked till 2:30, 'cause the 5 o'clock whistle never blew.
Don't know what you're doing.
keep cool, fool, if you don't know what you're doing, or else you're gonna bring somebody down.